Canada on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. Government commends police for professional handling of Archbishop Banda's DEC appearance. Sunday Chanda calls for structured dialogue between church and state. And Central African Republic president wins third term by landslide.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Government has commended the Zambia Police Service for the professional manner they handled yesterday's appearance of Lusaka Archbishop Alick Banda before the Drug Enforcement Commission's Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu said the professional manner the police officers handled Archbishop Banda's appearance and questioning at the DEC head office was unlike what obtained in the immediate past, whenever high-ranking individuals or leaders from some organizations were called to appear before the police or any law enforcement agency. He has recalled that in the immediate past, activities such as Archbishop Banda's appearance at the DEC offices for questioning by law enforcement officers were usually characterized by the discharge of tear gas canisters and firing of live ammunition, most often resulting in the loss of precious lives. Mr. Mwimbu said, however, police officers' professional conduct yesterday at the DEC offices is a clear indication that the Zambia Police Service under the new Dawn administration was able to professionally handle multitudes, even under pressure. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka. Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has called for strengthened and structured engagement between the state and the church to safeguard national unity, peace and democratic stability. Mr. Chanda has emphasized that Zambia's declaration as a Christian nation goes beyond constitutional wording and represents a moral foundation that has guided the country through democratic transitions and periods of national tension. He has noted that historically, the church has served as the custodian of conscience, while the state has upheld order and governance, with the two institutions working in complementary rather than competition for the common good. Mr. Chanda has stressed the need to deliberately protect this relationship, stating that the church must be allowed to offer moral guidance and constructive criticism without fear, while the state should be respected as the legitimate authority mandated to govern and develop the country.
Our current engagements between government and faith leadership are often reactive and crisis-driven. This can create unnecessary public tension. I therefore propose the establishment of a presidential faith and social cohesion roundtable, bringing together the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Council of Churches in Zambia, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, other faith-based organizations, and key social ministries of government, meeting quarterly to promote structured dialogue and national unity.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to the Vatoka Gorge hydroelectricity scheme, dismissing recent claims by PF Information and Publicity Chairperson Emmanuel Mwamba, questioning the project's viability and emphasizing that it is technically sound, environmentally compliant and economically justified. In a statement, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote said the assertions made by Mr. Mwamba are not supported by technical evidence, hydrological data, or established power system planning principles. Mr. Chikote has explained that the Vatoka Gorge project, jointly implemented by the governments of Zambia and Zimbabwe through the Zambia River Authority, ZRA, is a 2,400 megawatt hydropower initiative with an estimated cost of $5 billion. He has added that the project forms part of a sequential hydropower development system on the Zambezi River, including Victoria Falls, Vatoka Gorge, Kariba North Bank, and future developments at Gonye Falls, an approach that maximizes energy output and follows international best practices. Mr. Chikote has further noted that the Council of Ministers meeting on 29th December 2025, both governments resolved to contribute $220 million each as equity towards the project, demonstrating strong sovereign commitment and confidence in its implementation. Lusaka province has dispatched 10,000 litres of pesticides for the control of the fall armyworm in all the six districts. Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda said the pesticides have since been received by all the districts following the procurement by the Ministry of Agriculture headquarters. Mr. Lukwanda said government's response followed reports of fall armyworm presence across the province in the second week of December, noting that infestation levels remain low due to adequate rainfall in most districts except the Luangwa and Kafue Valley areas, which received minimal rainfall. He said the timely response by the government reaffirms commitment to protecting the maize crop for enhanced national food security. Meanwhile, Ms. Lukwanda has disclosed that the redemption of farming inputs by farmers in the province under the Farmer Input Support Program stands at 99.5% ahead of its closure next week.
Government in Lusaka province has dispatched 10,000 litres of pesticides for the control of the four armyworms in all the six districts. The pesticides have since been received by all the districts after the procurement by the Ministry of Agriculture at the headquarters. Government's response follows the reports of the presence of the four armyworms across the province in the second week of December 2025. Fortunately for the province, the infestation is low as all the districts have been receiving rainfall apart from the valley areas of Luangwa and Kafue, Chiawa in particular, where rainfall received amounts are low.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has disclosed that 90% of the funds required to pay farmers under the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, are currently sitting in banks, with the remaining 10% expected to be deposited by tomorrow, 7th January 2026. Addressing the media, Mr. Mwetwa said President Hakainde Hichilema has acknowledged the delay but assured farmers that this will no longer be an issue after 10th January 2026, as previously promised. He has noted that some banks have complained that a number of farmers are finding it challenging to accept the use of digital platforms for payments.
Let me also take this opportunity to reassure the farmers of our country that payments through FRA, those who supplied maize, are expected to be concluded by 10th January 2026. President Hakainde Hichilema, the farmers will be paid. As I speak now, I have had first to confer with the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Agriculture, and the FRA that 90% of the funding for the outstanding payments to farmers are already in the bank. The 10% remaining